Geshe-la says, when he gave his commentary in Mirror of Dharma, he said, for Kadampa practitioners, we need to understand why we need to practice Guru Yoga. What's the answer? Because we need to develop and increase real good fortune. That's the virtuous potentials that are seeds of Dharma realizations. If we understand this, if we really understand, we'll want to practice Guru Yoga every moment. And that's our potential. We can always be, we are always in the presence of Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka. Our root guru has said to us, my mind is always with you. He never forgets us. He's always present with us. We forget our guru. So if we remember Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka is with me, and my heart in front, or when I'm engaging in self-generation practice, everything becomes Dharma practice. Everything we do through the practice, for example, of the seven limbs. But we won't do this. If you ask yourself, why is my day not filled with Guru Yoga? It's because we don't want it to be. Because whatever we do because we want to. So that's why it's so important to understand these benefits. So the first purpose is to accumulate a great collection of merit. Because of our lack of merit, it is difficult for us to fulfill our wishes. So this means for spiritual attainments, and we experience many obstacles to accomplishing spiritual attainments. So we can change this. You know, Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka is like a merit machine. He's like a machine. So if we just stay in his presence, you know, like a little clicker where you can click, you know, how many steps you've done or whatever. You click, 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 like that. So if we understand that Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka is always present, and the purpose of Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka appearing in our life is to act as a field for us planting our seeds of faith, then we'll plant seeds every moment in his presence, because there's nothing we do that isn't a Dharma practice if we have special ways of viewing our activities. So please be encouraged. Let's turn everything into a practice of Guru Yoga. Then we'll be accumulating merit constantly. Also, and this is the same thing, only put in a different way, we need to purify our negativity. So if we're engaging in Guru Yoga practice and accumulating virtuous potentials that are seeds of Dharma realizations, we're naturally purifying negativity. It's naturally happening because you're filling your mind with virtue. So the purpose of Guru Yoga is also to purify negativity. By purifying our mind, we shall attain full enlightenment. And the third purpose is to receive the powerful blessings of all the Buddhas. So again, Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka encapsulates every Buddha. Every Buddha, all the Buddhas of the 10 directions are like gathered into this supreme holy being. If we understand that and we recognize that, when we receive Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka's blessings, and when we receive Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka's blessings, we're receiving the power of the blessings of all Buddhas. Think about that. Think about that. How swiftly we'll change. All Buddhas are bestowing their blessings through their representative, Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka. And Geshe-la says, we have the seed of the realizations of highest yoga tantra in general and Haruka body mandala in particular, which is part of our Buddha nature. However, without receiving the powerful blessings of all Buddhas through our spiritual guide, who is their representative, our seed of the realization of highest yoga tantra will never ripen. So in the empowerment, our very subtle body, speech, and mind, which are our own body, speech, and mind, received special receive special seeds in the empowerment to become the body of Haruka, the speech of Haruka, the mind of Haruka, but which is part of our Buddha nature, but they can't ripen without blessings. We get these blessings through the practice of Guru Yoga. And then the fourth benefit, to generate the experience of bliss and emptiness. This is our Guru's most sublime gift. At the end of our practice, of the preparatory practices, we dissolve Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka into our heart. And he gives us his experience of meaning clear light. Our mind becomes the meaning clear light of our Guru. We have such a blissful mind, directly realizing emptiness. Our Guru gives us that experience. We correctly imagine, I am now experiencing the clear light of bliss, the meaning clear light of my spiritual guide. And we hold that experience, perceiving nothing, only emptiness, experiencing only bliss. This is our Guru's experience. So Geshe-la says, to generate the experience of great bliss and emptiness, this practice is a powerful method to ripen our seed of the realization of Mahamudra Tantra.